Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. As the Israelites prepared to enter Canaan, they had God's assurance of a victory over the Amorites. God said, "I have given into your hand Sihon the Amorite, the king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it, and contend with him in battle." God also promised the Israelites he would begin to put dread and fear into the nations dwelling in Canaan. The surrounding nations would hear of Israel's victories and would tremble and be in anguish in the face of God's army. Deuteronomy 2, 24 and 25. Moses sent messengers out of the wilderness of Kedemoth unto Sihon, king of Heshbon. He proffered words of peace in his message. "Let me pass through your land. I will go along the highway. I will neither turn unto the right nor to the left. You shall sell me meat for money that I may eat, and give me water for money that I may drink. Only I will pass through on my feet." Deuteronomy 2, 26-28. Moses was operating under the guidance of God Almighty. He wanted to effect some kind of peaceful solution to a potentially disastrous situation. He gave his assurance that the Jews would pass along the highway and not trespass on the king's land. He asked for food and water, but did not expect them to be given to him. He offered money for what the Israelites needed in their journey from the Jordan into Canaan. Moses reminded Sihon of what he almost certainly already knew. When the Jews passed by the children of Esau, which dwelt in Seir, and the Moabites, which dwelt in Ar, he was able to purchase supplies from them to sustain his people. He wanted to make the same arrangements with the Amorite king until he could lead the Israelites across the Jordan into the land that God was giving them. Deuteronomy 2, 29. If God was giving the land to the Jews, why did they have to fight for it? Is it a gift if it has conditions? The offer Moses made to Sihon was rejected. But Sihon, king of Heshbon, would not let us pass by him. "For the Lord your God hardened his spirit and made his heart obstinate, that he might deliver him into your hand, as appears this day." Deuteronomy 2:30. I have a question to ask in passing. If God hardened Sihon's spirit and made his heart obstinate, was Sihon responsible for his actions? My friends, God provided the opportunity for Sihon to rebel against his wishes. But Sihon was guilty before God for his own behavior. That was true of the Egyptian Pharaoh, and is always true of those who disobeyed God. The Lord then said to Moses, "Behold, I have begun to give Sihon and his land before you. Begin to possess it, that you may inherit his land." Then Sihon came out against us, he and all his people, to fight at Jahaz. And the Lord our God delivered him before us, and we smote him and his sons and all his people. Deuteronomy 2, 31 and 32. As you can see from this reading, the Lord was fulfilling the promises he had made to the Israelite nation. They had to fight for the land. But God was with them, and they were winning the battle. "And the Lord our God delivered him," that is Sihon, "before us, and we smote him and his sons and all his people. And we took all his cities at that time, and utterly destroyed the men and the women and the little ones in every city. We left none to remain. Only cattle we took for a prey unto ourselves, and the spoil of the cities which we took. From Aroer, which is on the bank of the river Arnon, and from the city that is by the river, even unto Gilead, there was not one city too strong for us. The Lord was with the people, and they won a great victory." Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.